don't.
What if I did this the whole time? Look, what if I did that? What like if I did this?
Yeah. Sasmilyanka, Gulyanka, Razvinyo, Sarimbayo.
They do that.
When I'm working, I'm usually not in a wig. These can fit over the head.
Do you do this when you DJ?
Like a doctor.
Which doctor would that be?
Like a stethoscope.
Oh, right. Yeah. Is that
Dr. Dre?
Dr. Yeah. Monica DeMonico of the Sex Change Clinic in Bethesda, Maryland.
You got to watch Soap Dish.
I've seen it. I keep telling you I've seen it.
Okay. Well, that's our first
topic.
We've
talked about it for years. Don't you remember you used to go, David, 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 and we would talk about Soap Dish? Don't you remember we would talk about taking when Whoopi takes Sally Fields to the mall to feel famous? Do you remember all the times we talked about thinking fucking gay yesterday? Never seen Soap Dish. Bitch.
Okay, I need you to calm down. David Mason has never seen Soap Dish. And that's the one blind spot in his huge category, catalogs of references.
Usually people who look
Celeste.
Like...
Yeah.
People who look like him, usually they lost a few years in the 2000s, let's say.
The 90s.
The 90s.
It was 1992, I think.
Yeah, things get muddy. Burrito, we got these in Mexico. People kept giving these to us.
Hola.
The internet says they're supposed to protect you from evil. And after about our eighth one, I said, what do you know? What's coming down the pipe? Pike. What's coming down the pike? After the eighth one, it's supposed to protect you. I'm like.
From evil? No, honey.
But this is like the 10th one.
I know, that's crazy.
Gabriel sent me one. This was from we got like three
DTM,
of these.
Doing too much. DTM.
What if I wanted a doll to protect myself from evil? I have the Yangabang doll you got me in like 2018.
Which is the essence of pure evil.
Yeah. I have the little, you know, it comes with a little Katya. And she was on the floor yesterday.
Honey,
I walked through the hallway and kicked her.
What does she know?
I kicked her clear across the apartment. Yeah, I didn't even realize until she was flying through the air.
That's like Michael Jordan. He didn't even realize until he was flying through the air.
But I got to say something about this worry doll. She's got her own worries. Look at that leg.
Look at that! Look at that penis.
Torn off.
Just kidding. Oh, just kidding. Yeah,
that's herniated disc.
She's got L5 and L6 all jumbled up down there.
Put her down here.
Worry doll.
Worry. Don't worry doll.
So wait, Soap Dish. Horribly transphobic ending. Really, really shocking. A forced retransition and then sent to Florida. Milton Moorhead from Syosset, Long Island. Hello. Remember that one?
Yes.
Nurse Nan is outed as being not Montana Moorhead, but Milton Moorhead.
Yes.
Spoiler alert. Huge spoiler, by the way. But
yeah. A spoiler that comes out of nowhere, because at that point, saying a woman was born a man was enough. It was the whole joke, and that was enough.
However, to the credit of the writers, which is very little, Robert Downey Jr.'s character, who is courting Miss Moorhead, was like, Milton?
Yeah, well, that's...
But not good, not dead naming. We're not doing that.
But it's not the crying game. It's the laughing game.
It's the curious game.
Yeah.
It's the...
What does she know? What does she want to know?
I think I would have rewritten it as she's sent to Broadway. Do you know what I mean? She goes up.
They could have been like, yeah, you're... I mean, they don't use the T slur in that. They say she was a man.
She's a boy.
Because I don't even think that slur was circulated enough for people to even know.
No. Gary Marshall said, she's a boy.
It might have been, honestly, before it was a slur.
It was pre-T-word, absolutely. Not pre-T-word, of course, but it was not used at all.
I don't mean to be a doctor on these things, but certain words, when you and I started doing drag, were, that was my sister. That was that word,
honey,
that, you're my sister, we're in this together.
Yes.
And I do think a lot of times they turn into slurs because of the way straight people use them.
Of course. And
once it becomes like a fetishizing 3 a.m. Pornhub search, the girls are like, no thanks.
Well,
you
know, but that's the thing though. No, it was a way to search. You actually fucked with their livelihood a lot of ways, because if you take that, the T word away, there's no search word for them to get paid.
Right.
You know what I mean? So they have to resort to things like shemail and things like that, which are like even weirder.
Weirder.
Weirder. But
yeah.
I was just talking this with a friend of mine. The women of a generation of mine or older, they didn't care about the T word, girl. They did not. They were not plucked at all. They did not care.
No,
they did not care.
No.
It was not an issue.
But
it's the young. It's the youngsters. Which I'm not going to be like, okay, boomer.
Sure. No,
okay,
no, boomer, of course. You know. If listen, the 18-year-old queer person tells me I'm not supposed to say that,
I won't say
I'm
it.
I'm fine to not say it.
Really?
I mean, as a public figure, yes.
Oh, yes, 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 yeah. That's true. Don't police my language.
It would be odd to walk up to, let's say, a trans woman our age or older and tell them what they're supposed to call themselves. Good luck to you. You know what I mean? Like, I wouldn't want to be in the room during that.
As a white man, I reserve that right to tell anybody.
To tell everyone what they should be called.
Yeah. Excuse your mouth.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Honestly.
And welcome.
You know, we were just in Mexico.
Yes.
Which, by the way, anybody who's in Richmond, Atlanta, third time's a charm. We are coming. We are coming.
And Mama, you can't. Missy Elliott is to blame. She can't stand the rain. And neither could that Delta plane. Okay?
Like,
no, it was flights canceled.
I'm surprised. You know, I landed in LA that day and it was like,
we're having weather.
I couldn't believe we were going to land because everybody here was like, it's a monsoon.
That's right. Because you stayed.
It is funny
back.
That the cars and planes in LA, when there's rain, people are like,
they're like, we lose our sight. We are blinded.
I think in Milwaukee, a plane would take off in 2 feet of snow.
Boston, same.
Not even concerned.
You would have to have a tornado and we didn't have those. So there were no canceled flights. To Boston, 10 feet of snow. Boop.
Zoop. You ever beat through a tornado?
I wish, like Helen Hunt.
I was once. Did you know this? We never talked about this. I was once. Honey, and it wasn't even in the Midwest.
Are you fucking
this
with me right
now?
Are you
it was
fucking
the 90s.
Right now?
I was like seven.
Are you fucking with me right now?
I was like 7 years old. It was the 90s.
Are you fucking with me?
No. My grandparents took my brother and I to Disney World because my cousins, you know, they were
Florida.
They were more wealthy, so they got to go to Disney all the time.
Florida.
Yes.
Yes.
And so my grandparents were like, we're going to take you kids down to Florida. So we get in this green Ford Explorer, drive from Wisconsin to Florida.
You drove to Florida, you fucking crazy people?
Cheaper than flying at the time. I'd never flown, you know. Oh, it was tough. Me and my brother,
take about 3 weeks?
Hated in a car.
Sure.
Like, ugh. Right. Nobody was more over my brother than me. You would think that I was the older brother because he was like straight and 5 years older than me.
Ugh.
And all he wanted to do was roughhouse and like fish and watch football. And I was Mama. Like, ugh.
I relate.
He used to.
I relate.
I think I remember that trip listening to my headphones, my CD player.
What were you listening? What was on the CD?
The Spice Girls.
Okay.
And I remember he used to call it my girlfriend music. He'd be like, you listen to your little girlfriend music. He was right.
Yeah. Girl power.
One of the PT people I've been seeing, because you know I'm in collapse, free
fall. Yeah.
I'm in a free fall.
Is that Prince Ted, or Princess Tiffany? PT.
Oh.
Princess Tiffany.
Pootie Tang.
Pootie Tang. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
the music they were playing was kind of going off. It was a lot of like Daft Punk, a lot of like, I was like,
Watch the elbow, though.
Well, it's this one, yeah. Okay. Which, by the way, I got to tell you about that, too. Medical updates.
She's not hyperextended at all.
It's getting a little better.
It's giving better. Is she?
Remember it was like this?
I do.
Roll the tapes. I got a cortisol shot in the elbow, bitch.
I know, but you wouldn't look like a pansy.
Well, I can still do this.
We could talk about needles in the joints in a second.
ABBA comes on. Don't go wasting your lay all your love on me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, you know, I have my little band. I'm doing my little PT. Most pathetic person there. And
I doubt that.
I go, try to make conversation. I go, ABBA. And the PT's like, I go, love it. And he was like, what's ABBA? And I said, this is ABBA. Swedish pop group. I started listening to all songs. He's like, okay. And then 2 songs later, Say You'll Be There came on, which is, I think, the best Spice Girl song.
I love that.
It has
fucking
that
song. I love that song.
It's pretty low BPM. It's pretty like slow song kind of.
It's so cunty.
It's amazing.
Syrupy. Love it.
And not to give credit, but you know the Spice Girls wrote their own music, which is pretty impressive.
Get the fuck out of here, tornado. Who cares?
They at least wrote first drafts of it. Like they wrote on every song, which I don't think enough people talk about. It's pretty cool.
I've never heard that before in my life. I thought they were a produced pop confection.
They were, but they still, you don't know the story. They
were tornado. Stay on track.
I'll
tornado.
Tell you. Tornado. So, okay. We stop at a diner in like Chattanooga or something on the way home.
Lady Bunny's house.
Tornado. Bad. So we get off the road and we're in a diner and the waitress, we're looking out the window. It's a lot of windows, like a Waffle House style diner.
Yeah.
And it's like flat. You could see sky is like almost blue. You know when it's that dark? It's like blue. Like gray.
Okay, gray.
And then it's like, we start to see the shingles peel off the fucking diner and start flying away. That's how windy it is. The shingles are starting, we start being like, what are those? Are those birds? Oh my God, that's the roof.
Windy breeze.
So the server comes out and she goes, all right. I remember her voice cracking and me being like, holy shit. Cause she was like, all right, everybody away from the windows. And we all move away from the windows. Then we go into like the basement of this diner and we wait down there till it's over. Isn't that crazy? And I remember being a kid being like, well, at least we're at the, like, the Waffle House. I wonder if they can do crepes. Like, we survived. But like seeing shingles come off, and that's all that happened was shingles came off.
That's enough for me.
But I'm saying like cars didn't blow away. It wasn't cows flying by.
Well,
we lost shingles, which that was scary. The shingles coming off the building.
You didn't see, your dad wasn't there. How do you know you're not Helen Hunt? Because her dad got swept up in a tornado, and she became a tornado chaser because of that. So I don't know.
Is Twister the new Contact? They're kind of.
Well, there's
they're kind of no, the synovial fluid.
Oh, no, no, no. There's a Twister. It's a Twister has an earthquake sister. Do you know how the disaster movies always come in pairs, like a volcano and a Twister, or like a hurricane and a snowstorm? You know what I mean? It does. Like they come in pairs. Those movies. Yeah.
Oh, it's like I think it was like 2012 and the Day After Tomorrow.
Exactly.
Why do they do that?
Because they're stupid. I don't know. Why have one when you have two twice the price?
People love disaster movies. 2012 scared the shit out of me.
Mama, the tsunami movie with Miss Naomi Watts. Did you catch that?
No.
The tsunami that took place in 2012, I believe, in Thailand. Oh yeah.
The ultimate Deep Blue Sea.
The
super
shark.
Smart sharks. LL Cool J with the parrot.
J-Lo. Oh, Anaconda was the other
J-Lo's
one.
J-Lo's Anaconda. Yeah, you're right.
It's true. It's like you got tethers. Snakes, you got sharks, you got...
We've never seen those two movies in the same room at the same time.
But then they tried to really yank it off with the Meg, too, Under the Trench, where they got everybody. They got volcanoes, they got earthquakes, they got snakes, lizards, sharks, they got pterodactyls, they got King Kong. It's like the Marvel Universe from under the sea via The Little Mermaid.
Yeah.
It's a little too... It's DTM doing too much.
Did you like Meg?
No, I watched the shit out of it. Of course I did. And then I watched Meg 2 Under the Trench Miss Trunchbull starring Jason Statham.
What are you talking about? I'm talking about the doll movie, Meg.
Oh, Megan.
Megan, sorry.
You got it, Mama.
I was like, Jason. Mary, let me tell you something about straight people.
Wait, okay, the tornado's done.
Jason Statham.
Wait, hold on. I want to stay on track though, because we're jumping all over the place. You're so crazy.
We would never do that. Yeah. That's the tornado story. That's it.
It was incredible.
I was really young, and I just remember the voice of the diner waitress being like, "You're
cracking
the windows,
the shingles."
Yeah,
that's chilling.
Because the windows were, it was like someone was banging them. The wind, they were like, the glass. You could see the glass moving.
Mama, that is terrifying. That's a Terrifier part four.
I think I was actually too young to be terrified enough. I was like,
yeah, it was like when a bat bit me downstairs. Yeah. Tea.
A bat bit you?
Yeah.
Let's take a break. Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling, because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com. I don't know why we have new stories all of a sudden.
Well, you know why? Because I'm going back. I've been doing family trees. I've been doing psychoanalysis. Mm-hmm. I've been talking to friends and family, all family, going back, doing the timelines and going back into the childhood.
RuPaul, back to my roots.
Yeah. Yes. Red hot.
Yeah.
Black hair.
I love red hot.
Do you?
Did you know RuPaul, CoverGirl was 1994. When I did Looking Good, Feeling Gorgeous, I was like, I don't really know RuPaul's early career timeline.
Okay.
So I deep digged it, deep dived.
Yeah. Deep dug.
1994 was Supermodel. Mm-hmm. or 1995, one of the two. Red Hot was not for a decade later.
Oh, wow, really?
It's like a whole 10 years where RuPaul was just, she did some talk shows and stuff, but she didn't
really
have.
She was down and out in Beverly Hills.
Yeah, and even like Looking Good, Feeling Gorgeous, those weren't as big of hits.
Mm.
But it's crazy because I thought Supermodel was so big, it was probably just like success, but it really.
No, she had real ebb and flow to her career that she talks about quite a bit. It's like, she was struggling.
Yeah, same with Michelle. And I love, it's very encouraging.
Yeah.
Because I always worry about work stuff. I don't know if you ever felt that. But.
No, not one. I'm not really sure. What is it, worry?
I need to be more like you.
Is that how you spell that?
I was just telling them today.
Who would play her?
She's had it figured out. There's nothing cute about losing sleep about work, overworking, your body being in pain from work.
No.
There's nothing cute about it.
There's nothing cute about it.
There's nothing admirable about it. There's nothing virtuous about it.
No. Thank you. That's a revelation on the pod today. I was talking to my friend about hypervigilance. A quality that my mother and I used to share. It's just, you know, you always, because if you think about it, sleepless nights, anxiety, worry, they're very natural. They're very natural. You should not, the 8-hour uninterrupted sleep cycle is something that is unnatural.
Sure.
Because we're not meant, historically, we do worry and we do stay up and we have disturbed sleep because of, you know, biological, evolutionary reasons. But like, when you are able to kind of get this under control, this life situation, it's really nothing to worry about.
Yeah.
Well, that being said, there's one thing that I woke up in a panic the other day and I was like, money, for the first time since 32 years old. But I had the freedom from the fear of economic insecurity, which I found out has nothing to do with having money. Nothing to
Susie
do with having
Orman,
money.
Susie Orman on the Women and Money podcast says, money is supposed to make you feel more comfortable.
Yeah.
So if you have more of it, but it's making you more uncomfortable.
More money, more problems.
It's supposed to make you feel secure.
Yeah.
And most people get more money and get more insecure, which makes no sense.
Yeah. I mean, I was the happiest of my life when I was poor and owed $20,000 to my employer and it was on a payment plan. The most free from it I've ever been.
Because you were like, it is what it is.
It is what it is. And also I was like, I can't go to the movies. It's not an option. I can't buy this thing. It's not an option. And I was like, I had a singleness of purpose and I was like, this is my mission. I had enough. Well, now here's the thing though. I had enough to live, which is the big key. Cause I was talking to my brother. We grew up with everything we needed, but not everything we wanted.
Sure.
Which is a very important distinction. Do you know what I mean? Like economically, you guys probably didn't have enough. I'm assuming.
No, but I didn't even really realize till later.
Yeah.
Because it was always not enough. You think like, that's normal. It's not normal.
It's not normal. And there's a tremendous shame around that level of poverty, but we didn't have bells and whistles, but we had everything we needed. We didn't have cars. Nobody had a car. We didn't have computers. Nobody had a computer. It was too much money. Do you know what I mean? It was wild, but we were always taken care of. We always had food. We always had access to physical activity and access to education, but we did not have a lot of money.
We got a computer, which makes sense because—
One computer, a family computer.
What do poor people love to do? Spend money on something they do not have the money for. So like we had a computer, but we didn't have a lot of basic things, which I think back and I'm like—
Like what, for example?
Well, I remember like not going on field trips because like—
Same.
I remember roller skating field trip was $12. And I remember like—
Oh shit.
Being like, okay, well, we're not going.
Okay, that's really poor.
I'm like, I just think back and be like, there's things we had. I think— Let's just say when Christmas came along, my mom, whatever I asked for, I got. We had, you know, a car that barely ran. We all lived in a trailer.
Yeah.
But my mom was like, you will get that toy for Christmas, which I appreciate.
That's incredible.
I think that's good.
It's amazing. Yeah.
I mean, looking back, I'm like, shouldn't we have had dental? But like, I didn't ask for dental for Christmas. I asked for a Furby, bitch. And if you would have showed up with a fucking dentist.
You'd be like, we got braces and they were $3,000.
That's a lot of fucking money, bitch.
In 1996.
Which is what, 12,000, honestly, now?
Inflation, probably. Yeah, up there. And I loved every minute. Every dollar of those chompers, I felt every inch of those dollars on my teeth. I loved 3 years of it. I want to get them again.
Lately, I've been having...
Do you want to get them with me?
Braces?
Yeah.
No.
You would look so cunt with
braces. I had Invisalign for 38 weeks.
Girl, ain't nobody caring about that.
Well, Queen of Flips.
What about her?
Braces.
But I thought...
She's the Queen of Flips.
She flips around with...
Her Instagram is Queen of Flips.
Okay.
That's why I call her Queen of Flips.
Oh.
Did you know that Tammy calls Eureka Big Fat Baby? love. Because of Tammy picks her own, like,
yeah,
pet I'm names. Trixie Pixie Wixie, Big Fat Baby.
Yeah.
I was like, does she know you call her that? She was like, yeah, she knows I call her Big Fat Baby.
Lady Bunny calls me Ratia.
Well, coming from
hello,
her.
Hello, Ratia.
Do you feel like you got knighted?
Yes, Dave.
Like Sir Ian Dame, McKellen.
Yes. Yeah. Wait, can I look at my, oh, music.
Sure.
First item on my agenda is music.
Do you want to get in a rap battle?
It makes me lose control.
Oh, of yeah, my of bowels. Course.
No, I'm working on music.
Good for you. The people have
clamored.
Well, they didn't ask.
No, they didn't want. They did not desire.
Getting.
Yeah, they're going to get, yeah. It's great. It's devil music, Miri. It's, I'm working on it. I guess you'd call it an album. It's not going to be on a CD, but it's, we're doing a cover of the Electric Hellfire Club. A cover of Anton LaVey's Honolulu Baby to Church of Satan. She checked out.
Fierce.
And then a cover of the most famous Russian song ever recorded called A Million Red Roses. And it's so scary. It's so scary. Like,
you're going to put out for Halloween?
No, we're going to put out for as soon as we can. Probably like March. Maybe March. I don't know. April. Something like that. But it's so scary. Scary.
Are you doing video content?
Oh, yes.
You are?
Oh, yes. But it's good.
I hate making.
Well, this is a little different. We're making an exercise video.
Oh.
Fitness and fun.
Can I hear some of it sometime?
Oh, yeah. I got 3 demos on my phone.
Yeah, send them out to me.
I'm gonna play them for you later.
Yeah.
It's scary.
Maybe Tomas will give me the project and let me remix it. Freelance. I won't expect any money.
I would love that. Especially Honolulu, baby.
Bootleg. And we could leak it.
A mixtape.
We could go on Instagram Live and you could cry that it got leaked.
Yes. Cry and pat of my bloody tears. Oh my God. I love that. But it's going to be, it's so fun. Working with them is like the funnest thing in the world. It's so fun. I have to emotionally downregulate.
Ashley Levy.
Ash Gordon. Yeah.
Yes. Ash Gordon, who's written, we had songs together and she's written some of my music. She's
the diva.
Great.
The
and
diva.
Then Tomas, I think he's like not embarrassed, but he's of the band Diffuser.
Diffuser,
if
yeah.
you guys are millennial and on, he has a framed copy of the Freaky Friday soundtrack because I had that CD and I was like, oh my God, you were in Diffuser.
And he's a horror nut, like a huge horror nut.
Yeah.
And we've been bonding over that. And I actually, he was at the board the other day arranging the vocals for this track and watching football on 4 screens. And he's just so like, I've never related or like, bonded with a straight man the way that I have with him. It's so interesting.
Yeah, he's fierce.
He's so
potty
fierce.
Potty mouth.
Of course, yeah.
He'll be like, we'll be working on a track and he'll be like, this shit sounds fucking yeah. good, bitch.
Yeah,
like,
I mean, we went on a rant about Nancy Pelosi's big, huge, tan, Italian, gilfy breasts. It was cunty.
The Gilfy Coast.
Yeah.
She's from the Gilfy Coast.
The Gilf Coast. Off the coast of Mexico, Miss Nancy Pelosi is sunning her breasts.
Oh, I've never missed the soundboard until just now.
You know what it needed? I forgot about
it. It needed the creepy one. I don't know why.
She was Nancy Pelosi, Speaker of the House, spotted on the Gulf Coast with her huge tan Italian breasts out. Lauren Boebert was nearby jerking it.
No, Lauren Boebert ran by on a razor scooter and put 2 clothespins on each of Nancy's nipples. And Nancy got up and said, what?
She said, what? January 6th, this pussy. Oh.
Well. And where were you?
I was doing
Did porn. You watch the Bob and Maddie rap battle?
We need to talk about Kevin.
Rap fighting.
Kevin, a.k.a. Maddie.
Fighting through the art of rap.
Maddie Morphosis. I did not watch that season, full disclosure. I think I was on the pit stop for it. Thank you. And I watched your pit stop with Maddie. And I was struck, first of all, by how stunning she is.
She looks great. She does.
And she's so funny. And I know what I learned from that episode is everybody's late to the party on the Maddie train.
You know what's funny? I think at first, because she was straight, everyone's like, no. But let me tell you, if being gay was a precursor to good drag, that's not the world we live in,
no,
bitch.
Mama,
do you know how many faggots suck at drag, bitch?
Thank you.
Do you know
thank
the gayest
you.
Person? Mm-hmm. Mary,
sexuality is no indication of your goodness of drag.
I That's hate to be that girl, but I have an audio that I sent you that I think goes along with the Maddie conversation
okay.
that we need to listen to.
Let's do it.
My old cock. Okay, wait. Hold on. This is it.
Gays that don't do drag love to be like, I just know I would eat on RuPaul's Drag Race. What part You can't do makeup. You can't walk in heels. We're watching you struggle to step touch in the club. Your wardrobe is full of Shein. You can't afford the runway. You haven't told a joke successfully since I've known you. Like, what part of RuPaul's Drag Race do you think you'd be successful in? You're scared of confrontation. You wouldn't even be good in Untucked. Be so real with yourself when you're watching this. Be so real and be thankful that we have enough talented drag queens in the world to make for such a great show. Be so real with yourself. Gays that...
She left no fucking crumbs, bitch. That's Peter Toto on TikTok. And I was like, you're right.
Chomp, chomp.
I don't think the gay guys have the nerve to say it around like you or me.
No.
But I think when other drag queens aren't around, they go like, right, I would eat.
Yeah.
No, you wouldn't.
No, you wouldn't.
It would go in your mouth and you would cough on it, choke it up,
like a saltine cracker with nary a glass of water around. Yeah.
I don't know what it is about drag that makes people, it's the I can do that-ism.
Yeah.
You don't watch Top Chef and go, I could cook that.
Let's see you do a fucking winged liner, you cunt.
No kidding. No.
I can't even do it.
Ask any woman if they can. I can't do symmetrical brows.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's get a glue stick and put you in a saw trap and see what happens. It's not going to happen.
It's not going to happen.
They don't understand the level of the level of jack of all trade of it all. And the master of none, like they look at all the parts and they're like, oh yeah, but they don't really see that like many of these skills require 10 to 15 years to approach mastery.
Yeah. We speak like broken English in like five languages in drag.
Yeah.
We sew a little,
yeah.
We dance a little, yeah, we do comedy a little.
There are people whose entire lives are dedicated to sewing lace.
I know.
Do you know what I mean? When it comes to one little thing, they're like, okay, I'm an expert installer of zippers. That's their entire career.
I know.
You know what I mean? There's like, and
well,
so
that's
when
when you see drag queens, when they walk away, if they made the costume, they're usually wearing long hair.
Oh yes,
the
yeah.
Because
so if fucked. They got four way stretch and they do a zipper on it, it goes
boom,
like a spine,
out.
Like a dinosaur yeah. spine.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And it's, yeah. All
how,
these,
would you, how would you fix that? That bias tape?
No, what you do is you have to pull the, as you sew the zipper on, first of all, you can't do an invisible, but as you sew the zipper on, you have to pull the fabric as you sew it. But you have to pull it at the same tension on each side. So it's very, very difficult to do, but you have to pin it, of course.
Yeah.
And it's still, you
just
have
pin to pin the shit out of it.
Pin the shit out of it. And you got to measure, you have to, and then you got to dart the shit out of it.
Yeah.
You got to dart the back so that it hugs to the body and is more of a body con.
I hate when it's the butt and the shoulders and it's like a fabric tent.
My favorite thing is to do two fierce darts and with a zigzag. Oh, it's
I've
cunty.
Seen you do it.
Yeah. I love, I mean,
I've
I love it. Four way, sewing stretched is no
it's
joke.
It's not easy.
No,
it's I
not.
Learned to sew from a flat patterning book.
I never learned that.
So that's how I learned was I made a pattern of my bodice, pattern of my bottom. And then I made like three sleeves, two skirts, and I just Lego mix and match.
Yeah.
And that was nice because I built it for my real measurements.
Yeah.
So everything fit perfect.
Yeah.
But I never used stretch. And drag queens are always like, it's so easy. You just trace your body. Years later, when I started using stretch, it can go very awry.
Of course. Because also it's the fabric can be slippery. To if you don't, because I don't pin shit. I don't pin shit. So I like, I know this great. I do everything wrong, but it still works for me because it's stage wear. At the end of the day, it's not going on the rack.
You're
it's
not giving couture. It to someone else.
No. If I'm making something for somebody else, I'm high stress. I can't do it.
When somebody's like, I like that. Can I borrow it? I will go,
no.
I made that.
Yeah.
So
ain't no lining.
Just so you know, I made that.
Yeah. There's sequin, raw sequin edges that are going to chop up your
blood.
Arms and legs. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. No, no, no.
Or like, yeah, you can wear it, but like, don't turn around in it.
Apron. Remember my apron phase? The front facing apron phase for on camera?
The paper doll phase.
Thank you. Thank you.
There's episodes of On where this person has boobs tied in a knot. The latex is tied in a knot behind her.
Yeah. Disgusting. But also utilitarian. And I let my nasty little skin breathe. Boop, boop. Boop, 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 boop.
But you can't wear it anywhere.
It's a context dependent outfit.
It's half off. You got it for half off. Really?
Totally. The other day we were on this plane and I wonder if you remember, I really do, because I was seated in 1A on a flight and I went into, I did some poopies in the bathroom. I'm so sorry to tell. And I talked to an airline, a flight attendant that I'm currently talking to romantically. And I confessed that I did something so unforgivable and he confirmed that it was in fact that. I spritzed perfume on my neck in the bathroom and then went right back to my seat. And that blower sure did blow my little Tom Ford.
I wouldn't do that.
Oh, no fucking shit. I realized that right after I sat down on this little puddle
the
jumper.
Whole audience, the whole audience. The whole audience is going to know who did that.
Well, and I thought to myself, do they want, I don't think shit wafting smell is really going to flood the cabin.
Close the door, Mary.
Oh, no, I don't close the door when I poop.
I would give you $10,000 to get on a plane and take a shit with the door open. Mm-hmm. I would give you $10,000.
Backwards.
But I have to be able to film and laugh.
But like head in the bowl, face, butt on the outside that door. Head is in the bowl. Butt
so
is,
by
is,
back shots, it, yeah. That's what you meant.
Yeah. But I sat in that chair and I saw, I was like, the horror. My face turned maroon. I put the cans on and I put my sunglasses on and put my hood over my head. And then I just stewed in my own humiliating, embarrassing, like red hot sweating.
You should have known better.
Of course.
Right?
People make mistakes from time to time. It was horrible. And people started to go. Whoa. And then. And you were seated three seats behind me.
So, I didn't even smell it.
See, there you go. Maybe I didn't do it. That's the I was like, if I'm going to get off this flight and you're going to be like, what the fuck is wrong with you? But you didn't. So maybe I didn't do it that wrong. I don't know.
No, it was fine.
I smelled it like it was, I mean, it was very strong.
I do horse blinders though on planes. I'm usually watching The Office on one screen
but
and playing my Nintendo.
But eyes is different than nose.
I know, but even like spiritually, I bubble okay. boy.
Oh, that's fabulous.
I don't look at anyone. The flight attendant used to be like,
yeah.
Did you want Diet Coke? I like really do not.
Perfect passenger.
Honestly.
I think so too. I say, I'm not here. Don't look at me.
Yeah.
Don't look
at
me.
That's how I feel in this building. In this building.
What? This
perfect passenger. No dogs, no kids.
Honey,
I travel
noise.
Most of the time.
I know. Perfect
so I'm
tenant.
Like, any of you
hoes? Perfect resident.
Yes, and I pay the same HOA fee, bitch, and I don't even have a car.
Thank you. Hello.
So I don't even park in this.
Gunking up that garage.
Everybody in this building has 12 dogs, 16 children,
and 14 cars.
And makes candles at home. Like it, the smells.
and cheerleading teams.
My side hustle is making spicy curry, and my main job is playing, pouring candles
and playing the tuba
entirely. My kids,
chamber music.
Yes, my kids are like the Von Trapps. They sing all day.
Tap dancing,
yes.
Bowling, wrestling.
Sewing machines, making outfits. Everyone in this building. Everyone in this building.
Industrial sewing machines in the studio, in the residential studio that I... Have you heard, Andrew? Mama, my serger and Andrew's industrial, it's Armageddon. That's two disaster movies concurrently. Like, it's cuckoo. It's so loud.
You better never sew your finger with that industrial because it's going through the bone. It's going through the bone, bitch.
No, it wouldn't go through the bone. The needle would break.
Remember those Drag Race sewing machines?
Ooh,
the heavy duty ones?
Got like a...
Flop.
Those were not heavy duty.
That's what
those
I'm saying.
Heavy duty, like D-O-O-D-I-E.
Also, heavy duty for what? The fabric you give us is four-way stretch tissue paper.
It's rot. Those
see-through
I
fabric.
Hated those. Just so y'all know at home, those sewing machines, just to complicate things worse for people who don't know how to sew, those machines are boo-boo. They got them from boo-boo.com, half off, and they're boo-boo. They're nasty, and they don't work.
Yeah.
That's it.
Can I talk about Maddie again?
Oh, yes.
Okay, sorry.
Wait, no. Can I just say me two things?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. She made me howl. She made me howl on the pit stop with you.
She's hilarious.
She read you so fiercely right off the top, and it was so funny.
You know why we like that?
You explained it
because
to me, and I agree.
Because we like straight guy humor.
Yeah.
You and I, like,
we don't do fierce
Jeff
mama
and Ron.
Yeah.
Like, my brother, is so
just
funny
kidding.
And so mean to me,
yeah.
And that's what I'm used to.
Yeah.
And so Maddie, like, you and I don't, I mean, we're gay. But straight guy, like Tim and Eric humor, live.
Oh,
you know?
I watched the new Curb last night twice because it had me on the floor howling.
Yeah.
Howling. Howling. It's so funny. I'm not watching, I don't even know what a gay comedy is.
Well, you did watching Just Like That.
I hate watched it though.
Okay.
A masochistic hate watch. And that's not even gay.
And it's about straight people.
It's straight people. There's hardly a gay people on that. There's hardly a gay people on that.
And just like that. And
just like crap would be.
Maddie, I'm open to everyone. And it made me think like, well, we don't care about gay guys doing drag. We don't care about women doing drag. I guess some people do.
Yeah.
We don't care about bisexuals doing drag. It's so the gay community to be like, you're different than us. Other, we don't like it.
But guess
Who
what,
cares
Mary,
if they're
historically,
straight?
Dame Edna, all these people, cross-dressers, Tiffany
Rue,
Club.
Rue's married to Holland Taylor. And he fucks that pussy. And Sarah is a lesbian beard. RuPaul and Holland? Are you kidding me?
In flagrante delicto, married, attached to the
in
hip,
the Holland tunnel.
Conjoined twins.
Yeah.
There, many straight people have done drag.
Cloris Leachman and Ru? Oh my God.
Cloris Leachman.
Like bunnies.
Yeah. Frau Blücher. Yeah. Stay close to the candles. The RuPaul can be trenches.
Stay close to the pussy.
The runway can be trenches. But no, Andrew was telling me, is like, historically, theatrical cross-dressing is not a gay sport by any means whatsoever. I was like, Mary.
Straight people don't have to be bad at drag because gay guys in drag are not necessarily good.
No, gay guys are taking care of the flop part of drag. We've got that on lock.
Yeah, okay? We're going to let the straight people pull up the rear. Yeah. I would be fine if Maddie literally became RuPaul. It would make so much sense.
Well, like, lip-sync battle.
Yeah.
They eat. Sorry. They eat.
Yeah.
They eat.
Well, they're designed to be eaten. Like, well, when you book lip sync battle, they go, don't worry, we make everyone look amazing.
Yeah, we're going to do a tornado. You're going to be Auntie M and then turn into Dorothy and then the witch.
Girl, you know, 100%. When they do Drag Race, they go, no matter how well you do,
yeah,
we could really make you look like a flop.
Yeah, we're going to put you on a greased metal stage with some pleaser boots, no walls, no bracing at the end of the day while you're literally crying
and
have to pee.
You're going to be doing a Paula Abdul B-side from 1987.
Yeah, that you just got in your iPod yesterday.
Yesterday.
It's so
English
out of
isn't your first language. Doesn't matter. Here's the lyrics.
Yeah, perfect. There's 14 verses of this one and three pre-choruses in Swahili.
You know, I don't know why we always talk about Drag Race, but... girls who don't speak English as a first language, them having to learn lip syncs in English is even more difficult.
I know shit. No shit. And with the timeline, you know how long it took me or it takes me to learn a song in Russian? Like 6 months. Yeah. I'm not joking. I always have them back when I was doing all that stuff, I had a catalog of songs. I was like, okay, I'm listening to this in May. I'll be ready in September.
Shit.
Seriously. Cause you got to know the song so well. It takes me so long. Even English lyric. Girl. People would do the... Britney would come out with a track on Friday and Queens would be performing on Saturday night.
Well, that's like when your brain is young and spongy.
But also it's when the lyrics are like, okay, huh. That's a little bit easier.
But some songs like Work Bitch, I can't tell what she's saying. Does she say, here comes the governor? Because that's what I'm saying.
Go call the governor. I did that song and I never learned the lyrics.
Go call the governor.
Police.
I'd be lip syncing like, go call the governor. Is that right?
Yeah. Me too. I'd be like, you want a Maserati? You want a who?
I'm like, what's a Maserati?
What's a Bugatti?
Girl.
Yeah. I don't even know what it is. It's so weird. And the video is so terrible. Those CGI sharks. Deep Blue Sea.
I love Work Bitch. You know, I live for nothing more than, you want a... Ah!
It's a good plank song. It's a good plank song.
You want a... The audience, when they hear you want a... horny.
Yeah, they get horny. Yeah, it's horny. An earworm. So speaking of horny, I want to talk about the breaking of my porn cleanse and my favorite porno actor of the moment. Is that
great.
Okay? He's a Frenchman named, his porn name is Chris Damned. He's a movie star. Mm-hmm. He's a movie star. He looks like he's James Dean-ish.
I think I follow this person.
I hope you do.
Tattoos?
Yeah. Yeah. He's from Marseille, France, and we've become buddies and we speak French together and I practice my French with him. And he came over last night in his incredible souped up Jeep.
Wow.
Souped up Jeep. And then he parked it in my little garage. And then I made him watch Curb Your Enthusiasm, even though he didn't want to. It was my second time and I laughed way too loud. Like, ha, 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 ha. And I looked over, isn't this funny?
And he was like,
yeah. I think he fell asleep a couple times. And I watched
him. Well, the chloroform.
The G.
He fell asleep.
The G. I laced his coke with G.
He fell asleep. You said, why don't you watch this? And you pulled down a gas mask. And through the essential air, little clouds.
The Glade plug-in is literally just, is I laugh. Yeah.
I love in movies when it's like nerve gas and they say smoke coming out of a grate and then everyone just.
That's my favorite thing. I love that shit.
That's right up there with one hand on a cliff.
Well, no, but it's believable though. Needle in the neck is no good. Needle in the neck, hanging on the cliff. A gas through the radiator, absolutely.
Yeah.
And then walking in with gas mask, Rob, I love that. But so this, I watched him in a porno this morning. My Transistor Radio. Mm-hmm. So the premise, of course, the premise is that he's playing video games with his friend, his male friend, and then in pops in the sister who's trans. And then they go to the kitchen and he sure does bonk, 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 beat it up in her bum bum.
You know, give it up for the trans girls in porn because I would think that for gay guys, what is it? A spray tan and obviously dieting and exercise. For the women.
Sometimes not
lashes,
even.
Lashes, Foundation, oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Lip color, uh-huh. Hair, tracks, uh-huh. Nails.
Bundled, sniped. Yeah,
I mean, these plucked. Women to perform lasered. And drag a little bit. Like, sex is not...
Well, the women are doing it, too. The sort of...
That's what I mean, by, women yeah. in general. Yeah. Like
lashes for the gangbang, honey.
I know. Eyes running.
301s like, at the Bukkake. Oh, God. 301s at the Bukkake. Yeah. 301s at the Bukkake.
It's tough.
Yeah, L'Oreal's Shine and Stay or Dream Matte Mousse at the Bukkake. Dermablend at the Bukkake. But wait, so long story short, he's so handsome. He's such a movie star. Because you know how I do because I'm a porn addict. I've noticed that many porn performers don't necessarily have what you would describe as star quality. They're gorgeous. They're doing the job very well. They're extremely desirable. But they don't seem to possess this movie star quality where they're natural actors. They're very photogenic. They're just watchable. Uh-huh. They're just magnetic. Mm-hmm. This motherfucker is so magnetic. I'm in love with him.
Does he know?
Unfortunately for him, he does.
I was going to say, knowing you, you probably said, I'm sorry. I would fuck you. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I would fuck you though. No, I said, he was like, is this your house? Yeah. Should I go inside?
No, I said, tu sais que je suis tombé amoureux de toi.
He said, sure.
He said,
I like your car. What kind is it?
Le Jeep.
Is le Jeep souped un peu?
Le Jeep souped.
Range Rover.
Range Rover. Mon radiateur. But he's so hot. It's so crazy.
It's not crazy.
No, it's not crazy. I'm just saying it's like, you know, I was like, as a goblin.
If he was like, he's disgusting, he does porn, that's crazy.
Yes, that's true. That's true. You know. That's true, yeah. But God damn, is he. He's a movie star to me. I think
it's straight porn, the guys can be pretty dumpy. Because the guys want to think, I could fuck
Kevin
her.
Kevin James with Leah Remini. I mean, that's not porn.
I was going to say, but that's, did you watch the unedited version of King of Queens where he just bends her over the kitchen
Homer
counter?
Homer Simpson and Marge.
Well,
honey,
there you go.
Thank you.
And Marge kind of.
She eats.
She does.
Yeah.
She's that got dress that every day, hair. That gown every day.
Yeah. Strapless. Titties out. Yellow titties. Bobert at the theater.
With a pearl necklace.
Honey.
And then.
Thank you.
You know.
Thank you.
You know about the pearl
Click,
necklace.
Click clack mules.
Homer.
Homer.
I got a pearl necklace. Come fuck my yellow butt.
Is that your Marge?
I know. It's not very good. Julie Klausner. Not Julie Klausner.
Homer. Kind of a little better. I sound like the queen of Flip's Cher.
So you do a good Marge. Can we flip your hair?
Mm. Homie.
That's pretty good.
It could be
Julie
worse.
Kavner.
It could
Julie
be
Kavner.
Worse.
Psoriasis is my next topic.
Do you have psoriasis? No, you don't. Where did that come from? Have you always had it? Is that psoriasis? Mm-hmm. Tell me about psoriasis.
It's horrible.
I only knew one person who had it.
It is often confused. Eczema is a different. So I had it when I was fired from the tea shop from corporate on the phone at the emergency room for my dermatology appointment. I had psoriasis all over my face. Double humiliation.
Is it congenital? Is it like born with it?
Is it's it from Maybelline? I don't know. I think it's a very commonly a white person flesh afflicted disease. That could be not true.
Girl, lately, my skin can't take drag lately. It just, the shaving.
Who are you telling?
And then once my face is irritated, I'm putting makeup on it. The next day it looks worse. And then I have to shave again, put makeup on it. And then it looks worse.
At my age and at my mileage, 3 days a row in drag. And I'm talking if blood. We're doing, wet, wet mud over blood, blood, blood.
Yeah.
And it's, then you're getting ingrown hairs that are infected. You're getting, it's pizza time. It's pepperoni pizza from Domino's. It's the grudge. It's not the mullet.
I have to really do now like, hot water on the face for several minutes, yes. And then brand new razor every time.
Oh, I've been doing hot compresses to pull out the pores and get the skin open. And I mean, I call the manufacturing company. I have them come into my room to sharpen the blades like a samurai sword.
Yeah.
And then I throw them away, which are so expensive, by the way.
Do you have a good dermatologist?
Absolutely not.
I want to go to a dermatologist. I'm the only beauty YouTube person who doesn't incessantly talk about their dermatologist.
On retainer, yeah. Well, Lori's coming to my house on Saturday to rip my...
Yes!
She's going to get
Lori Petty and Chris Damd are coming over and we're doing a three-way scene.
Is
Lori Petty a lesbian?
I'm not sure.
I don't mean to profile, but because of Orange is the New Black, I just think like...
Oh, and also League of Their Own.
That's what I mean.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think she's fabulous.
What a great actress. Orange is the New Black, she plays a... You've seen it.
I have not seen her in Orange is the New Black. No, I haven't.
You should go watch it.
I will.
The acting, anybody who watches it, please sound off in the comments.
Yeah, yeah.
A show all about women, not about men.
No, I've seen
not
it.
Not about men.
I've seen the first couple seasons.
It's about the politics of women's. Yeah. Lori Petty shows up like season
very
the last two maybe.
Yeah.
And she plays a very mentally unwell woman. Problems with reality and grasping what's
real. Maybe I have seen her.
I think you've played her.
Yeah, Anne Heche as me as her.
Yeah. But oh my she's gosh. So they have her in prison garb, and they love to pretend like all those actresses. They love to pretend they're not gorgeous. What I loved about Orange Is the New Black is when they would go to the Emmys, you'd be like, "Those are the same women.
They're not in a jumpsuit."
Well, they would be in no hair, no makeup
oh,
in this
right.
prison
gym. Yeah, right.
And you see them in their glam, and you're like,
"Damn,
wow,
yeah."
I think
Penny.
I think that Natasha Lyonne could play Marge.
Oh, of course. Oh, yeah.
Who would play Homer?
But they did a funny thing as who would play Homer? Kevin James.
I literally thought you were gonna say that guy that's in Wicked, the singing guy, the blonde guy.
Oh, I don't know. I've never seen Wicked. Wicked.
The talk show guy. Let's get loud. Let's go. I'm so sorry. I can't remember his name.
Enrique Iglesias.
He's British and blonde.
Oh, James Corden.
Yeah, I thought you were going to say him for Homer.
Oh, he ain't gay. How's that?
Yeah, of course. I don't think he's gay.
He's not. Anna Winter says he's his favorite comedian. I was like, Miss Winter, you are suspicious. Suspicious.
I don't have the hate for him that seems like a lot of people
either.
Do, but I wouldn't say he's probably a lot of people's favorite comedian. That's a little off the beaten path.
Anna Winter.
I was just a little disappointed that Anna's not more into alternative comedy. Like, I'm surprised she didn't say, you know, Whitmer Thomas or like Jill Firestone, just like doing the work and going out to shows and just like knowing a little more about comedy. So
supporting people who really need it. Yeah.
Yeah. By the way, that makes it seem like both of those comics have small careers. That's not what I meant. They're both icons.
Last thing comedy wise, are you pumped up for first time female director, bitch?
What are you talking about?
The movie First Time Female Director that is about to brace Hulu on March something. You gotta go. We're gonna go watch the trailer right now because it's so cunty. Cunty. Chelsea Peretti, Amy Poehler, Meg Stalter, Megan Mullally. The list goes on and on and on and on and on and on and on. So many, Benny Drama, so many people. It looks incredible.
Can't wait.
It's
incredible. I have an acting job next week.
You talk about it.
I have to fly to Atlanta. I can't say what it is.
Oh.
But it's
The Godfather 4.
And I got a guest star in Mary.
Are you so pumped?
No.
Yes.
I'm honored. Oh. And every time I audition for something, I don't get it. So when I get something where they ask me directly, I always say yes. For me to have to memorize lines.
Oh, yeah.
Like, fuck.
Oh, yeah. How about like Hamlet?
The character vapes. I'm going to have to learn to vape.
Well, I could teach you. Yeah. Habibi. Yeah. I'll teach you how to
And
vape.
The character is kind of
fat.
Trashy.
Oh,
so they... They were like, you need to grow out your hair and not shave your head so it looks kind of patchy and horrible. And I'm in like a wife pleaser with like a vape.
Not the wife pleaser.
Well, you're not supposed to say wife beater.
You could say tank top or A-shirt.
I could say wife beater. I'm from a family of abuse.
You know, last thing, could we button on this? I have never, ever, and I'm rotted. You know that. It has never, ever felt right to me that has been used in common parlance. And I mean... It's never felt okay, ever, for that phrase to have existed. It's never felt okay to me.
And it's derogatory to the shirt.
It's just a tank top.
It's an undershirt, a tank top, or an A-shirt.
Like, there's three other words you could call it that are actually more descriptive.
As if you put that shirt on and you're like, ugh.
Yeah, well, time to do some domestic violence. Where's my brie?
Not everybody who wears that shirt is married. There's no wife to beat, bitch.
Thank you. Yeah, you're ugly ass. You can't get a date.
You wish you had a wife to beat, bitch.
You fat bitch.
You ugly bitch.
So goodbye. I don't know.
Wife, Brandon told me to say wife pleaser.
That's weirder.
Is that like when people say unalive instead of?
Yes.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Just say a shirt or tank top
Girl.
Or undershirt or whatever.
A shirt.
That's what the retail would call it. You don't go up to Macy's and be like, I need a pack of three wife beaters.
I know. I just wanted to say too, before we go, Bald and the Beautiful Richmond, Atlanta is rescheduled to March only. So we will see you guys in a few weeks.
Yeah.
Pending
weather.
We owe fruit baskets.
Oh my God. Everybody's going to get a car.
Yeah.
A miniature car.
Do you think?
A miniature car under their table.
That's one car.
Yeah. Each table will have a car. There's going to be three cars.
Yeah. Okay. Bye.